Welcome, everyone, to the Eagles Live podcast as the Eagles step back and take a deep breath. As the 2018 NFL Draft closed over the weekend, the Eagles picked five players, worked the trade routes very actively, and came away feeling that they have improved the team for this season and for years to come. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and we're going to break this draft down with the help of those who made the decisions, Howie Roseman, Joe Douglas, and head coach Doug Peterson. It all began on Thursday night as the Eagles, armed with six picks overall, got the trade ball rolling by dealing the final pick in the first round to Baltimore in exchange for a second round selection this year, a second round pick next season, and a swap of 2018 fourth round picks. So there were no other selections made on Thursday, and everyone turned toward Friday to see what direction the Eagles would take. They went offense, tight end specifically, after another trade from 52 overall to 49 overall, the pick, South Dakota State's Dallas Goedert. And we hear from Roseman on how it all went down and what Goddard means to this football team, pairing with Zach Ertz for the dual threat tight end position.
We made a trade with the Indianapolis Colts. We moved up to the 49th pick. We traded our fifth round pick and we selected Dallas Goedert, a tight end from South Dakota State. Really excited about him and his fit as a player, as a person for our program. He was a guy that we had our eye on. Coach and his staff are really excited about the ways that they can utilize him. The more good players that we have on offense, the more weapons we have for our quarterback, for our head coach, the better we think we'll be. So this is a great opportunity for us. He was among the players that we had grouped at 32, so we wanted to make sure that we got one of those guys, and that's why we made the move up. You know, for us, we just wanted to make sure that we came out of today with one of the group of guys that we had from yesterday's list. And when those guys started to go, we wanted to make sure that we felt really good about our first pick. And so we started making calls, and it ended up that we were able to do a deal with Indianapolis. Obviously, relationship with Indianapolis, their head coach, their GM. So, you know, it was a win-win situation. Yeah, I think we wanted to stick to our board, but we felt like that there were different levels of tight ends in this draft and that there was going to be an opportunity at some point. You know, just looking how it shook out, we weren't sure when that was going to happen, but we're really excited, you know. When you make your head coach wait 49 picks for the first player, you know, it's nice to make him happy a little bit. And I just know, seeing his reaction when we made that trade and the excitement of the things he can do. And, you know, that makes us, you know, in what we do, really, excited to get a guy like this when you see his reaction, his staff's reaction. So it's exciting thing about the matchups. And obviously we got a Pro Bowl caliber tight end right there. And you think about the combinations. And so it's exciting for our football team and our organization.
Then it was on to Saturday, and four draft picks there, cornerback Avante Maddox from the University of Pittsburgh in the fourth round, followed five picks later by Florida State defensive end Josh Sweat. In rounds 6 and 7, the Eagles went the developmental road along the offensive line, nabbing TCU's guard tackle Matt Pryor in the sixth round, and then trading up in the seventh round to take Australian rugby star Jordan Mulata, who very much defines developmental player. What to make of all the moves? We've heard about Goddard, so let's talk about the other four new Eagles. Here is Vice President of Player Personnel, Joe Douglas, to do just that.
Joe Douglas, how do you feel minutes after the draft is over? How do you feel about the way the Eagles conducted this thing?
You know, it's a sense of excitement to get players that you feel are going to upgrade your roster, the sense of relief. I mean, our scouts, the amount of work, the amount of effort, the amount of passion that they've brought to this team since the end of last draft, it's unmatched. I sit in the draft room, I'm so impressed going through draft meetings with how they present these guys, the detail and the hard work and effort they put into each report. You're happy for those guys that they see that work come to fruition on a weekend like this.
If we could go through player by player, second round, you get the tight end. Tell me about him, how he fits in, what you saw as you studied him.
Yeah, Dallas, a big athletic man with ability in the pass game. He's going to separate at top of routes. He's going to use his big frame. I think people, if they've already YouTubed his highlight clips, you're going to see a guy with a big catch radius that goes out and snatches the ball with one hand. And he's going to help Carson and Nick and Nate. And he's going to definitely help in the pass game. And Justin's going to do a great job with him. He's going to develop him as a route runner, develop him as a point of attack blocker as well.
Avante Maddox, slot corner, both? What do you see?
You know, if anyone who watched Pitt football, Avante Maddox is going to stand out when you watch defense. Just the effort and intensity level that he plays with. He played outside, played some inside. He blitzed, he covered, he did a little bit of everything for the Panthers defense. And so his versatility, his competitiveness, they're going to be an asset in Philadelphia.
Josh Sweat, very productive kid out of Florida State, defensive end, at a position where on paper, everybody kind of thought you were loaded there.
Right. Never have enough pass rushers and guys that can cover the pass and guys that can block for the passer. So Josh is a guy that was a very highly touted recruit coming out of high school. Suffered a terrible knee injury, recovered from that, went to Florida State, had a great career, unbelievable measurables. A kid that we feel good about. Throw him into the mix at defensive end. He has a great first step. He's going to really challenge upfield as an edge rusher.
And Matt Pryor, former teammate of Halapolavati Vaitai, guard and tackle?
So Matt played right guard, he played right tackle for TCU. Close friends with Big V, another versatile player, a guy that can help us out and flex and play guard and tackle. Unique size, mass, and length. A guy that can put people on the ground without really trying sometimes. Just a massive man. He's going to help us at the point of attack.
Seventh round, Jordan Mulata, who's never played the game of football. Why do you think he can play the game of football at this level?
Yeah, so Jordan was, it's an unusual process with Jordan, a guy that had only played rugby in Australia. So, we dipped into the rugby pool last year with Adam Zaruba. We dipped into the rugby pool this year again. Jordan was at a regional combine in Tampa, and we had two of our pro scouts there, and Dwayne Joseph and Brandon Brown. They did a great job putting him on the radar, and then once they put him on the radar, we put him in our process. And a man with that unique size, length, mass, athletic ability, stout, went down there, worked him out, couldn't have been more fired up about him, not only from an athletic profile, but as a person. After that, we brought him in on a visit up here. People fell in love with his personality, his character, just the kid. And so, it's going to be a transition for him. He's never played American football, but he's a guy that we feel has the makeup that we look for in an Eagle and certainly has the athletic profile.
Joe, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
To dig a little deeper, Assistant Director of Player Personnel Andy Weidel breaks down Maddox, who is expected to be a strong contender to be the nickel cornerback this season at a very crowded cornerback position.
Avante, his mentality, his toughness, plays fast. He's an undersized corner, but he plays big. He can elevate, play above the rim, go up and get the ball. He's an aggressive kid, a lot of fight in him. We think he has inside-outside flex. We think he'll have a role at nickel. He's a good blitzer. A lot of Eagle traits, the Eagle mentality. Our guys went in there early. Ian, Phil Baya, Ryan Myers, and he gained traction with the East-West. He had a strong week down there, and he's passed the process here. And he's a guy we identified and we targeted, and we're just excited to have him, get him in the building, get going. But we're looking for a nickel, a guy that can match up with the guys in our divisions, the Cole Beasley's, the Crowder. So it's a quick twitch, ability to match up in the short area, and then ability to, as we always say, recover. If you lose initially, which happens all the time, he's got the speed to catch up, get on his horse, and go recover. And we saw that the East-West, we saw that on tape. He can play the ball down the field. So there's a lot you can do with him. He's an excellent blitzer off the edge when they did it with him. We just like the mentality. He brings a toughness and an edge. We think he'll fit in our room. We're excited to have him. Exactly. It's great. We're excited about the group. All of those guys bring something to the table. They all have an edge and a mentality. They're here for a reason because they're Eagles. We're excited to get them in there. They root for each other. It's a great chemistry in the room. Corey does an unbelievable job coaching those guys up. And this is another guy to add to the mix. You can never have enough corners, as we say, pass rushers and corners, guys that can play the ball down the field and tackle. And we think he fits what we do and what we are. We never want to be short there. You got to have guys that can rush and guys that can cover. We're trying to load this team up with as many of those guys as we can.
As for Sweat, the Eagles are high on his athletic ability and his production. Director of College Scouting Ian Cunningham talks about picking Sweat.
He was our highest rated on the board. Physical player, aggressive, athletic, extremely long, talented. We still think there's a lot of upside in him. Great kid, Red Star type of kid, captain, leader, all the above. He actually had some injuries coming out. He was a five-star recruit from the Tidewater area in Virginia. His knee was, I think, dislocated, torn ACL, all of the above. He came in, rehabbed, played a lot at Florida State throughout all those injuries. And, he's made the best of his career. He was able to play outside and inside. So they were able to rush him on third down from inside. First and second played outside, versatile, physical, strong, over 14 and a half sacks in his career, 5.5 this year. This guy's on the come. He kind of can fit in that Michael Bennett type role, play him outside, play him inside on third down, kind of like what we use BG. So I think he's a really good screen fit for us. He was the best guy on the board, and I think he can kind of learn from Michael and Chris and BG, all the guys that we have here. I think he's going to fit in the room well. Great kid, great character kid. He's going to work his tail off and he's going to fit in. I think he's going to just, as a maturation process, he's going to need to develop a counter move. He's going to need to develop some more strength, but we love his motor. We love his his aggressiveness, and he's our type of guy. He's an Eagle. We have our area guy, Alan Watkins, watched him for 4 years, so he knows who he is. We were down there this year. We see him every time we turn on the tape because he makes flash plays. But for him, we've been studying him. We know a lot of the coaching staff. We've done our research on the type of person he is, type of player he is, so we feel real comfortable about him.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson.
Touchdown, Eagles!
You're listening to the Eagles Live podcast with Dave Spadaro.
From the player side, well, we want to get to know them and get a sense of the draft experiences they've had, so let's hear from some of them. First, Maddox, the playmaker from Pittsburgh.
I had got a phone call from 215 area code, and then right there I looked on the screen, I seen Philly was coming up, and I kind of got a little bit nervous, and I answered, it was Philly, and I was extremely excited, and it's truly a blessing and happy to be Eagle. I'll just contribute in any way I can, any way I can help the team, my special teams. I mean, it could be anything, you know, special teams, and if they need me to play in the slot, I'll try to do my best there, and if they need me to play on all sides, I'll do my best there. Anything they got to do, I'll do it. I know that's one thing. I'm tough. I put my nose in there. I like to tackle. That's one thing I like to do. I can say I pride myself in. If I got to put my nose in there, I'm all, hey, I'll be the first one. And then I watch a lot of Brent Grimes. I watch Tyrann Mathieu. And I also watch Desmond King and some of my guys that I feel like I can compare myself to a little bit, and off because Tyrann Mathieu off the blitz and off the quarterback, and you got Brent Grimes, he's tough and gritty, competitive out there outside, and Desmond, he's smart, he's a smart football player in it, and you can tell on the field, so kind of compare myself to them guys.
Sweat joins a loaded defensive end position, and he has his work cut out for him, but Sweat says he's ready for the challenge.
Oh, that feels great. You know, y'all coming over an excellent season, and just ready to be a part of it. I'm ready for something like that. I need to get on the edge. That's what I do best. I'm fast. I can bend strong. That's when I can showcase my talent.
And then there's Pryor, the former teammate of Eagles offensive lineman Halapulavati Vaitai at TCU, who impressed the Eagles with his versatility.
I played with Z for, I believe, 3 years along the Bulls. And you know, as a freshman, he really helped me out with, you know, catching the ropes of being a freshman in college and making that transition. Especially coming from California and moving into a new state. I actually did that at the time with him. And he talked about, you know, what I'm going to experience out in Philly, how great the city is, how great the, you know, the program is over there. It's a great organization. And, you know, having me out with learning the playbook and everything and getting established as a pro.
I feel comfortable at both.
You know, I got the solid machine to latch on to people at guard.
I got the arm length to set
out on the edge. But really, whatever is going to happen, I don't really have a preference. I don't know much about the Eagles, really. I just started getting into football until high school. I didn't really grow up around sports, so, you know, it's kind of hard to say what I do or don't know. I just really grew up watching it and fell in love with sport, didn't really keep up with everything.
I was really helping my mom, really. I grew up with my mom. It was just my mom and my siblings. So outside of watching TV or playing the games, it was helping my mom take care of my siblings.
After the draft was over, the Eagles announced that they have agreed to terms with running back return man Darren Sproles. Head coach Doug Peterson talks about Goddard and his addition to the offense, as well as the return of Darren Sproles.
Coach, when you have two tight ends, why is two tight ends so big in your offense?
If you just go back in the history of my career, growing up in the West Coast offense, so to speak, tight ends have been a big factor from the standpoint. You're always going to have your primary, what we call a wide tight end. He's going to be your primary blocker. He's going to be on the line of scrimmage, handing the ground a lot, blocking defensive ends, getting up on linebackers, safeties. That's kind of his primary role. And then you always have a second tight end, who in our offense is an F tight end, who's more of your pass route runner, receiving type of a tight end who can play in space. You know, when we had that, you know, going forward, it's created some matchups. These guys know how to play in space coming out of college, and now having two tight ends and possibly three tight ends just creates a bigger edge offensively from a standpoint of a running standpoint. You can create a big tight end with some of our 13 personnel, and at the same time, we can spread that group out. Now you're taking linebackers or safeties, which are, they're good athletes, but they're lesser coverage people, and you're creating matchups. You know, you're creating opportunities for you as an offense to be successful.
Okay, so that will do it. The Eagles still have some moves to make and a roster to build, and they're hard at work doing it. And as we learned last year, the roster is never over until it's over. We'll keep you updated on what's happening inside the organization on the next Eagles Live podcast, so stay with us in the crucial weeks to come. Thanks to Brian Thomas for his great work here, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Insider Dave Spadaro, wishing you a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!